Blog Talk Radio.
Platform for such that we can't answer every question. We'll answer those to the best of our abilities, right? With the gift the Most High has given us and the understanding of the word. But keep in mind the things that we can't answer or don't understand, we won't. All right, right out. All right. So we do have the lines waiting. Elder Gabbar is going to come in with me in a couple of moments. He's going to let me know when he's ready. One second, let me turn off this tracker here. Let's see. Let me turn this off. Let me see if Elder Gabbar is ready here. All right. All right, so I'm going to turn this off. My time is yours now. We here. When Elder Gabbar is ready, he'll just let me know. All right? Jumping right in. As you see, the highest powers. What's going on in the world right now? What's going on? Fair use. Listen to this, folks. Oh, yeah, conveniently jumps in to live your best life, right? You see how the commercials just jumped right on in there? Oh, we're not going to let that happen. Live your best life. Huh? Look, look, look. Let's do this once more, folks. If it will allow us. Fair use. Fair use. Now, mind you, folks, they started this with a sister. You have to realize the power of imagery here. They could have had anybody start it off. But see, usually they put people up in front that we can relate to. It's like black people are asking the question, can you clear up this confusion for us? We don't understand how there's rules for white athletes that doesn't apply to black athletes. That's why a lot of you don't know how these producers work. You have editors and producers in meetings, corporate meetings, before they go on air. And they decide how they're going to bring forth a story and how to, and who to use. All right? So they want to... You have to understand optics, folks, how they systematically had a black woman ask the question. Now, why do they have a sister asking this question and saying they need to clear up the confusion? Because there's no confusion amongst who? The power structure. There's no confusion with the NFL or the commissioners of the NBA or the CDC or any other component who are really only pressing black people when we decide not to do something. See? So she's representing our questions, folks. And let's see if this guy clears up the confusion. So they got a white guy to clear up the confusion. Now let's make it clear. He's been playing the whole time while they were targeting black athletes and all this in the NFL as well as the NBA. Now, Aaron Rodgers didn't lie or deceive anyone. He told the truth. I'm immunized. What does that mean? It doesn't mean he's vaccinated. And they knew when he said it, it didn't mean that. It means that my body has antibodies to fight the virus. Therefore, there's no need for a vaccine. So when he stated I'm immunized, it wasn't him just saying this. Don't you think the coaches and others prepped him for this same question and told him what answer to say that would actually cover him? But at the time when this thing first started, there was a run-in to make sure the majority of the people who were scared into this in threat of losing their finances and their livelihood make that decision at that time. They didn't care if it came out later and they would give them a slap on the wrist and have them go right back out there again. They didn't care about that. It was the timing of getting the stuff in the people when they needed it in the people, targeting more so black people. Listen clearly. Let's see if he clears it up. We don't have clarity. Playing ignorant. You notice that when it comes to others, they play ignorant, like, we still don't know. Now, I support Aaron Rodgers' choices. I support his choices, okay? He did the proper research for himself and realized he was already immunized, which means if he ran into the virus or whatever the case is, that his body have antibodies in it to fight it. So he using his natural immunity instead of something that he don't know the outcome, what the outcome would be later. He knows the outcome would be with his body's natural immunity. See? So he didn't deceive anyone. He didn't lie to anyone. He said exactly what any of us could have said if we were listening and not listening to the pressures of media and all that. Don't forget, folks, look at the coach right here. You think he didn't know? They were all prepped before this press meeting here. And he said, well, listen, just say, they all said, well, if you're immunized, just say you're immunized right now so we can get up, so I can do my job, you can do your job, and get this team ready to play. We'll deal with all that later. He won't be able to play Sunday, but folks, I bet you anything, I guess, hey, he'll be back. And you know what? His game check will be there. His game check will be there, not like Kyrie Irving now, because only one area, New York, has a mandate, has now docked him millions of dollars. Not like a black man who came out and was honest concerning his stance on something, saying that he's not sure what this is, so he's not partaking. But this guy's not going to lose a dime. And you know what? He shouldn't lose anything. He's not going to get into it. The NFL is not going to get into it, but the NBA commissioner did a press conference with Kyrie Irving and said that, well, listen, even though Kyrie is able to play in other cities outside of New York, which are away games, we're not going to allow him to do that either, going to penalize him when Kyrie Irving isn't sick. And if Kyrie Irving did get symptoms throughout all of this, because he did, he has immunity. He's been immunized also. Natural immunity. You're getting educated here, folks. Natural immunity is when if you have a common cold or a flu and overcome it, your body and your brain recognize that disease and have now put up a resistance against its encountering that disease in the future. So you can get that same cold that's bad today. And if you get it a year from now, your body will recognize it and say, I recognize this, and begin to fight that disease before it becomes as what? Harmful as it was a year before. Natural immunity. The body, the Most High made, is so great that it will put up a defense against a disease it recognizes. Natural immunity. This is why sometimes you feel yourself coming down with something and it doesn't affect you as bad as it did last year. It's probably the same cold. But you will drink some tea, get in front of it, have a good night's sleep, and it'll go away. You know why? Because your body recognized that strain of cold. So what he did was recognize it and say, well, listen, since I've already had it before, I spoke to my doctor, and I'm going to let my natural immunity work against it if I come in contact with it. Which means he'll have less symptoms the next time he gets this particular cold. The same way they're saying that, well, vaccinations doesn't stop people from spreading the disease. It makes it where if you get it, you'll have less symptoms, folks. Well, that's what your natural immunity does. It makes it where if you had the cold before, the next time your body encounters it, you'll have less symptoms. You notice what he's saying, folks. You have to realize there's lawyers behind this. The NFL is behind him with this, too. This is why they're going to give him a slap in the on the wrist, because why? There's pushback now that it's been leaked and been put out there that this guy didn't get vaccinated. So they gave him a slap on the wrist. But don't forget, this is lawyer talk coming from an athlete right here. Other people have contracted, other people have sprayed COVID and contracted COVID who received the vaccine. This is what he said. So he had a wait-and-see approach to see if the vaccine would actually work with the person not being able to spread the disease after getting it. Because if you can spread it after getting it, who are we protecting again? But you're going to find out in this particular update that it has nothing to do with that disease. It has something to do with getting something in your system. And let's find out what that is. Fair use. So now the NFL came and said, well, we found out he did homeopathic treatment. So at least he did something. Well, folks, why didn't they do that for all the players? Why didn't they get in front of this with Kyrie and the NFL and all these others and say homeopathic treatment is an option? You know why? Because it was a drive to get a certain number of people with the stuff in them. This have always been an option, folks. And they don't care if you know now, because people, they got the percentages and over the percentages they need with this stuff in everyone's bloodstream, who now are saying, well, what of us who made that decision and didn't know that that was actually an option? Well, listen, bad luck. You should have looked into it like Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers really didn't do anything wrong here, folks. He didn't lie. He was instructed by lawyers, the NFL, his coaches on exactly how to do what. That's right. Loophole the system. There was always loopholes in this. And you think it's Aaron Rodgers the only one that loopholed it, you got another thing coming. They wasn't going to lose their season with their most important player, knowing he had a stance on this stuff, being a white guy from the sticks who understand that biowarfare, these guys are well-researched, like Aaron Rodgers and others. They understand eugenics. And it, for a long time, a lot of people understood that this was a form of population control aimed towards the poor in our communities. They know this. Now, I'm asking you, it cuts straight to a commercial. Did this guy clear anything up, brothers and sisters? Was anything cleared up? It cut straight to commercial. Was anything cleared up? Boy, oh boy. Oh, he's ready. Let me get Elder Gabbar in right now. Elder Gabbar is ready. One second, folks. One second, let me pull Elder Gabbar in and I'll open up some calls and I have a few more things to show. Let's see, Gabbar, Yasha Allah. Let me make it clear, folks. Aaron Rodgers did nothing wrong. He isn't wrong. He's absolutely correct and should be supported. He didn't lie. Elder Gabbar, you there?
Okay, hold on. Okay, Elder, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Let me bring myself in and let me bring you in, okay?
Perfect.
All right, one second. Do you see where we are so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you see what happened with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. You know, I think it's almost like a brilliant method. I mean, clearly he got it, you know, it's out the bag now, but He did not lie. People could say he lied to admission. Some people could say he technically didn't lie. But this reminds me very similar to the method of, you know, he definitely got advice from some legal people.
Exactly.
Lawyers. Somebody exactly. gave them and say, this is what you'll say, because technically, if you say this, you'll be safe. I'm immunized. That means I have the immune system to fight the COVID. How he got it, he didn't get into it because people's minds are already thinking, oh, that means he got the COVID. He got the shot. But not technically. And this is brilliant. I want to tell you why. Because it's going to open the conversation that if he's technically right, that if you get the COVID and you don't die and you get better, your body, that's evidence that your body has developed the immunity to fight the virus, that if you get it again, you'll be able to, it'll probably be like a cough, it'll probably be like, don't even feel it. And especially for athletes who are the most elite of our community, right?
Yeah, as far as health goes, yeah.
Health goes, right? These people get the best training, the best medicine, the best everything, right?
Yep.
So that's going to open the door of, I hope it does, of a nationwide discussion. I say, wait a minute. So the body can hear itself, and this is true that if you get it and you survive, you're stronger than even people that got the COVID. Got the virus or the shot. I think that's what they're trying to stop, because that will open the door, especially with first responders. They were the first people that got it. A lot of them already got it because they had to deal with the sick, right?
Yep.
Because remember that first tier, a lot of nurses, a lot of first responders, they were given the choice to stay home with pay. Or some come to work, and a lot of them stood home. Some stood to work, they're all depending on individuals. So that population is the most immune because they already got it. They put themselves in harm's way when it first came out. So they probably got immune not only for the first dose or the first wave, also the second wave, which is the Delta.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Science and logic to say they should let them go back to work. There's ways to test it. If you had the comorbidities in the immune system, and if it went into your system, there's a way to teach that. Show that through your blood sample. So the best way to go, instead of doing what I will probably will agree with, but I want to kind of get your thought, Elder, is this probably the most scientific way to address the situation is to do massive testing on who's been affected to get a data. So, okay, if we got 350 million people in America, I think 58% has been vaccinated. I believe. Let me look. I don't want to misquote. So according to the data here, it states in America, total doses given has been 427 million people have been dosed. Total fully vaccinated has been 192 million. Percentage wise, in regards to how many people have been vaccinated in the United States of America, is fully vaccinated is 58.2% of the population. So a little more than half, approaching 60%. So if the other 42% or 43% of the population, let's just say hypothetically, 80% or 70% of the unvaccinated already have been affected with the disease, and they have developed
antibodies,
So
they're immunized.
Yeah.
And don't forget on that point, Elder Gabbar, that the initial target number within America in of itself was 50%. When they first rolled this out, they say that he's at least 50% immunized, and that would determine herd herd immunity. Now, here's the issue. There's more children than adults.
Yes.
So now they're moving towards, because people, adults multiply. So they really got the targeted number of adults they want. Now they're targeting from 5 to 11. This is going to bring that number up. See, this is what people don't understand. Children are included in that population number. So they really got the numbers they wanted.
Yes.
Therefore, now they are allowing. They only have to get the children, and then they're up. The children is going to cover it, going to bump this thing up to at least 80%.
Right.
So the whole thing, I need you to check this out. This is why they want, they don't care this is leaking now. But for those who understand the game they're playing, we are not to take on the racial argument. We are not to take on the racial argument and saying, and we all fall victim to this because usually it's unfair racially on purpose, and we stay on that argument, which is warranted. But we should more so say, no, let's not even deal with the racial component between Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving, even though those comparisons prove the inequity and the evil that's point towards black people.
Yeah.
Let's more so use Aaron Rodgers as the example and back him going forward so that we can utilize natural immunity like mm-hmm. he did. Let's not attack him because he didn't lie. He didn't say anything wrong. He was advised by the corporate structure on exactly what immunity was, and then he came up with it and said, well, okay, I had it before. Am I immunized? His doctor said yes, and the NFL, the corporate structure, allowed it. So let's use him as a case study to prove that natural immunity works, because he didn't get the vaccine. He didn't get anything done. And as an athlete, he's getting hit. He's running around. He's talking to the other people, and no one is getting it. So that proves natural immunity works.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Let's ignore the racial component because that's going to be a distraction. Let's focus on, hey, is he right?
if he's right, if he was wrong, out of all of the teams, with an unvaccinated leader, Elder Gabbar, that whole team should have been catching COVID coronavirus exponentially in number for the rest of the teams. Yeah. They should have seen. The doctors supposed to have looked at that and say, "Yo, why is Green Bay having all these cases compared to everyone else?" And then point to the leader who interacts with everyone not being vaccinated. This is why they're going with the Stephen A. Smith argument. And I'm like, yo, why are they allowing this argument with Jason Williams, Jason and all that, the brother, I forgot his last name, to argue, even though the brother's right, but why are they allowing the argument? It's to feed the racial divide and actually have us ignore what we could utilize as fact.
Exactly.
And so we have to stay on the side of Aaron Rodgers, even for the sake of others, including Kyrie Irving.
Exactly.
Right? Because he did a case study for everyone. He's in close quarters. Now, here's a question I'm going to ask you, Elder Lawyer. I mean, Elder Gabbar, and I'm going to hand it back to you. Here's a question I have for you. Why weren't there follow-up questions by the media like it was with Kyrie? Did they know too?
Right.
Why didn't you see the media pressing when he says, I'm immunized? They could have easily asked, Aaron, does that mean you're vaccinated?
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Right, because especially, you know, athletes, football players, basketball players, baseball players are the best case studies, for this study in regards that does unvaccinated healthy people in a closed quarter, will they spread the virus, or the study will show that healthy people in close quarters will get the virus, not die, not spread it to the point of everybody sick, that it would actually hinder the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You may have an athlete here, an athlete there. Maybe you got to take off of 2-3 days. Like a good example, like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is a 54-year-old man. He stays in shape. And he got sick, and he was back working out and healthy in 5 days.
Exactly.
He didn't took the COVID test. I mean, didn't took the shot and got better. This is actually good news. They should be promoting this as good news, that we could live with this, we could survive this, and then we could move on. It's not deadly. Why is the media not? And I'm going to repeating this until it becomes mainstream. Mainstream media has become corporate media and social media, which this thing that we're doing right now, Elder, has become mainstream media. Why? Because this is the only place people could find truth. No one can sell us. No one could compromise us. We're not in line or subject to bosses behind closed doors. They are paying our salaries, and we have to deal with corporate donors and all of that. We're free.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the new media mainstream. And they're scared of us, and they know that people are listening to us more than they're listening to them. And I deal with that.
Exactly. Now, there's another thing here. There's another thing that I want to show. And then I'm going to open it up. You can answer questions with me and all that. Boom, 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 boom. Let me make sure I got everything here. All right. All right. All right. Let me go to the web. I'm going to, and I'll quote this in case you don't see it on your screen. From the Harvard Gazette, I like to get things from the Ivy League white papers and websites that most people, our people, don't even look at. We're so busy looking at, you know, what's going on mainstream, Wall Street, hip-hop, YouTube, and everything else. We don't even look into the educational information that's out there that can help us. Where it says, new test detects COVID-19 variants in your spit, by the Harvard Gazette. Now, the reason I'm going here, because a lot of brothers and sisters don't know that the spit test is equally acceptable,
mm-hmm,
as equally acceptable with or either or what you would call an alternative to the nose swab. So what people need to look into is the PCR test, Elder Gabbar,
mm-hmm,
because the CDC equally accepts that if your employer, whether it be federal or whatever, requires a frequent test. Okay, now don't expect your employer or the boss that's employed to have this information.
Right.
Because he's not educated concerning that. The only thing they know is that the only test that the job will pay for is the nose swab. Well, that's, mm-hmm, that's out of his pay grade. No, you're responsible for what? Getting tested to keep your employment.
Yeah.
Now, there are tests that doesn't compromise your religious protections.
Mm-hmm.
Putting ethylene oxide in your nose, which is a cleanser they use for that, is against the Bible,
mm-hmm,
because it's the ethylene oxide, according to the CDC, is a poison. Now, mm-hmm, let me, for those who missed that in our prior Hebrew and Bible Academy, I got Hebrew and Bible Academy on our mind. I'm getting ready for Sunday. But for those who don't know that, ethylene oxide is a solution used to clean the nasal test, the swab up the nose. So when you go to the National Cancer Institute, ethylene oxide, what is ethylene oxide? A room temperature ethylene oxide is a flammable, colorless gas with a sweet odor. It is used primarily to produce other chemicals, including antifreeze, and smaller amounts ethylene oxide is used as a pesticide and a sterilizing agent to sterilize you. Here it is. You're just trying to keep your job with a test, but the test does more than give you a negative or positive result. It also is causing things that would prohibit one having children. The ability of ethylene oxide to damage DNA, to damage your DNA, makes it an effective sterilizing agent, but also accounts for its cancer-causing activity. So they use ethylene oxide to actually, folks, cleanse the nasal swabs. So if this stuff is put up in your nose, you will hear more and more and more. If you have to do it frequently just to keep your job, we're going to start hearing about more cancer cases.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How were people exposed to ethylene oxide? Now, we all know that it causes cancer. It's a sterilization agent. It's a poison.
Mm-hmm.
And this is found under the National Cancer Institute COVID-19 resources. So this stuff isn't hit. So on top of that, Elder Gabbar, let me pull this up. Ethylene oxide side effects. Now, I don't expect any of you brothers and sisters to go and tell your job about this and say, well, listen, this stuff causes this, that, and the other. You're speaking to people. This is out of their pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing what they can do, what they need to do to keep their jobs. They're not scientists.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to understand that. So here it is for those who missed it, who are new Patreon members, real quick. And then I'm going to take some calls in a moment. Ethylene oxide, according to the CDC, the Center of Disease Control. Ethylene oxide, C2H2O, is a flammable gas with a somewhat sweet odor. Exposure to ethylene oxide may cause headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, breathing difficulty. So if you keep getting the test, one day you're going to come up with breathing issues, according to the CDC. You're going to think it's COVID and go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Drowsiness, weakness, exhaustion, eye and skin burns, frostbite, reproductive effects. That means, that's right, it has an agent that will sterilize people who get it, and now they're targeting children 5 to 11. Now, if children do not get the vaccination, according to their parents, when their parents may deny this, they're going to now do what they did to get the majority of adults included. They're going to say, well, your child must have regular testing. They don't have to get it, but they're going to have this test.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you have to understand what the spit test option is, not just for you, but your children, to utilize to give them the results without the intrusion of ethylene oxide on your family's what? Temple. Something that can injure them and damage them long term.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me make it clear. It was already, look at our last update where we showed you, and Cyprus and other areas, they have actually did what? They have a bill to stop the nasal test because the test has ethylene oxide as a sterile agent. For every test. Now, it's not going to bother you if you get it one time. Your body may just recover from it. But imagine if it's mandatory to put this stuff up into your brain once or twice a week. Eventually, enough poison is going to add up in your body where now you're going to start getting, your body is going to start exhibiting ethylene oxide poisoning. And that leads us to the next story, and I'm going to bring it over to you, Elder Gabbar. San Francisco becomes first city in the world to mandate injections for children between the ages of 5 and 11. They move from the elderly, then the regular workforce, up into about 21, and then they started targeting teenagers. And when school first started making that, you know, really, really putting pressure on people so that they can go back to normal in schools to be amongst who? Their students, their social life. So once they got a number of them done, now it's the children. City in the world to mandate, San Francisco, first city in the world to mandate injections for children, 5 through 11. Now, again, folks, a mandate doesn't mean a law. It isn't a law. So people can push back to this, but a lot of people in the inner cities, we don't know the difference, and we think mandate means we must do it. So a lot of our people are just going to fall to it and get it done, all right? Now, if they don't want to get it done, they're going to follow the same protocols. Well, at least to make the other children safe, which is ridiculous, because you can still spread it if you get it. So having a vaccine doesn't mean you're stopping the spread. But they're going to play on the ignorance of the people, make them believe that and say, well, your child don't have to get vaccinated, but they have to have the nasal test every week. Look up and find out what hospital or what doctor's office gives the spit test. Schedule with that particular doctor, and you know what? The bill must be paid by your employer. They're not telling you this, but they must pay the bill. If they're going to require the test, they must foot the bill. Now, why is it I'm talking about San Francisco? Because they've always been the forerunners of evil legislation against the population. It starts in San Francisco and then other states pick it up. So they do the same thing. They run it on the same what you would call a political conveyor belt. And if it works, they'll do everything that way. Bohemian Grove in San Francisco, where the rich and powerful go to misbehave, where the elite, where the religious leaders, your political leaders, as well as world planners meet and under rituals to Moloch to plan, that's right, the future of the New World Order. This is where they cook up all these things near San Francisco, California. Have these freak parties, sacrifices, cremations of care, and shape legislation to trick the population. So you'll usually hear about any specific law being passed in San Francisco first, because this is where Satan hatches his plans before rolling it out. See? San Francisco. And this is what they did during the time before sexual same-sex marriages became law. San Francisco 2004, same-sex weddings. They were having this before Obama signed, that's right, same-sex into law, because this is where they hatched their plans from first. So when you see it coming out of San Francisco, know that it's going to then get picked up by other states and become a mandate in a city or school near you. The San Francisco 2004 same-sex weddings took place between February 12th and February 11th, 2004. After the San Francisco mayor, Gavin Newsom, that's a familiar name, Gavin Newsom. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Newsom, folks. He's the one that was pushing the whole campaign on San Francisco, on us, COVID-19 and all that in San Francisco, up until what? Up until now. After Francisco Mayor Gavin, who is he? Gavin Newsom. I think he's governor now, right?
He's a governor of California.
Thank you. Thank you. So the gay population, the gay power structure that was a mayor at that point was moved to governor for COVID-19. See? We got him. Here's a guy who was pushing the whole COVID-19 and vaccines and telling people that they had to wear masks and don't go out and all this whole other stuff, because these were the same ones from Bohemian Grove pushing gay marriage. This is why you very seldom hear gay people speaking out about COVID right now. You very rarely at all hear them even talking about it outside of pushing the narrative. San Francisco 2004 same-sex weddings took place from February 11th. And here it is, Bohemian Grove pushed it from San Francisco first, and now it has become a law within the United States. This was their plan. And now they're hatching a plan to do what? To get solution into the people, Elder Gabbar.
Mm.
To get solution into the people. To do what? To do what? Look at your screen. To do what? To do what, folks? Well, let's see here. Let's get it.
Mm.
Hold on, let me grab it. Let me grab it here. Hold on, folks, I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna pull it up 1 second.
Also, Elder, I'm getting reports from Bishop Lucas from California. He says that Pamela Harris started out there as well in the California area as a DA. That's how she started her career.
Look at that. Kamala Harris was a DA of San Francisco. This is a ritual being rolled out full time throughout the earth. Cremation of Karen in San Francisco and the sacrifices is where they meet with what? Principalities and powers. They worship Satan. His legislation throughout the earth is coming directly from San Francisco. Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States.
They started in California, so DA, yeah.
DA of California. Look at that. One body creates their own defense. And this is from the Moderna site. mRNA, also called messenger RNA, is being investigated across many of our greatest health challenges. Keep reading to find out more about how mRNA delivers the instructions your body needs to potentially prevent, treat, or cure a disease. Now, hold up, folks. Natural immunity now, going back to Aaron Rodgers, does this naturally with our God-given bodies. So what they're doing with mRNA is the scientists are playing God, where now they will determine when you get sick, when your antibodies can work to heal. They are overriding the Most High system, folks, to control how your body deal with sicknesses. It's overriding your natural reactions to sicknesses, where they'll control it instead of how the Most High have your body fight diseases. Mm-hmm. This is why they don't care if Aaron Rodgers talked about it now, because they have enough people with it. Now, let's talk about this. mRNA, and let's talk about it now. From science papers, I'm going to go more into this in the academy. Science, SciTech Daily, RNA control switch, listen to this clearly, devises a way to selectively turn on gene therapies in human cells. Folks, they've been waiting for this for a long time, to be able to get something in your system where they no longer have to prescribe medication to you. See? This is why they're moving the doctors out of the way and you're going straight to online. And it's going to be what? The pharmaceuticals, based on whether or not you are a compliant citizen of the earth, will determine if you will live a better quality of life. RNA control switch. Engineered devise a way to selectively turn on gene therapies in human cells. And guess what? Even happy medicine, when it comes to the side effects of psychotropics, well, suppose they can do something that can now treat your depression without prescribing you medication. By the same token, suppose they can do something connected to your brain that can drive you crazy and insane and make you a zombie to begin to attack people.
Mm-hmm.
They can turn it up, or they can turn it out, or they can keep you calm. Here's the new therapy that will replace physical prescriptions. Listen up. This is why they don't care if people are fighting back. Elder, Elder Gabbar, I'm going to give you the floor, but this is our last article, and I'm going to convey it to you and then open up the calls.
Yes, sir.
Here was the plan the whole time. They just needed a code as the scare. But at the end of the day, folks, it's about getting this in the majority of the people. So if people do not comply, if their body is strong enough to live through it after taking it, right? That means mm-hmm. there's people that's walking around with this who are totally fine and nothing is happening. Why? Because it's also it's genome warfare. They can have a person with it when nothing happens to them at all. But other people, they can actually type it in and get a certain gene pattern and make what's in the person a weapon to attack a specific race or a specific genotype if they would like. Listen to clearly.
Mm-hmm.
A new RNA-based control switch could be used to trigger production for therapeutic proteins to treat cancer or other diseases. A cleaner way of not dealing with the harsh chemotherapy. So who don't want to be down with that? So the ethylene oxide and all that may cause the cancers, but suppose they can turn something on the brain where now it controls your white blood cells that the Most High made for you. Instead of your body fighting it itself, they have the control to do what? Send more white blood cells to that cancer and heal that cancer. Well, suppose you are what? A dissident. Suppose you are against the power structure. They can now make it where your white blood cells don't go and cure the cancer. See? See, they give you the good parts, but they're not telling you that it can do the absolutely reverse of the good parts. Listen. Researchers at MIT and Harvard University have designed a way to selectively turn on gene therapies in target cells, including human cells. Their technology can detect specific messenger mRNA, which the vaccines have in it, messenger RNA sequences in cells. And that detection then triggers production of a specific protein from a transgene or artificial gene. Because transgenes can have negative and even dangerous effects when expressed in the wrong cells, the researchers wanted to find a way to reduce off-target effects from gene therapies. And one way of the distinguishing different types of cells by reading the RNA sequences inside of them, which differ from tissue to tissue. By finding a way to produce transgene only after reading specific RNA sequences inside cells, the researchers developed a technology that could fine-tune gene therapies in application ranging from regenerative medicine to cancer treatment. For example, researchers could potentially create new therapies to destroy tumors by designing their system to identify cancer cells and produce a toxic protein just inside those cells, killing them in the process. And now they're going to have a switch they can turn on and off, just like you would turn on and off your comments on a computer. Because why? In the vaccine, Fauci said that this is the new messenger, smart, vaccine. Not like any other vaccine. When you look at mRNA, it leaves trace nanoparticles, smart particles that links in with the brain and now override your natural immune system. So instead of being immunized like Aaron Rodgers, they will determine if your body will fight a specific disease. Right? Mm-hmm. Now listen, and this is why Revelation teaches that they're going to do great miracles to deceive the earth. And in Revelation's 13th chapter, where they'll do miracles before the sight of men. People are going to say, I had cancer and I'm cured. Right? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it does the exact reverse. RNA is now in the majority over 50% of Americans, and it's probably more throughout different areas of the world. I thank the Most High that in Africa and in our communities, our people are waking up and realizing that this stuff is linked directly to what the Bible speaks of, the mark of the beast, where you come in one with the beast, and now Satan and his scientists are playing God, his priests, his doctors,
mm-hmm.
where they can determine life or death on any person who has the smart gene shot in their veins under this campaign called Corona. I mean, what a diabolical plan, Elder Gabbar.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
I don't have the car with me. I think I left it back in the Bronx apartment. When I used to compete as a kickboxer and also as an MMA fighter, you have to have a card that boxing's, it was like, I forgot the name of it. It's like a federation. You have to, that you're a licensed fighter. You register your hand as a pro fighter. And
as a weapon, yeah.
Right, but not only as a weapon, but more importantly that you're licensed to fight. It's like you absolutely need to have a license to fight. And one of the ways to get licensed, A, you have to get drug tested and also a blood test every fight. But you also have to do, let's just say you don't fight for a year because of injuries. You still have to at least have one blood test a year. And you have to submit that in the Boxing Federation, Boxing Sport. I forgot the name of it. They were in New Jersey. So you could have that license to fight. So not only do you have to get tested in the before fight, you have to get tested at least once a year to even have the license. So let's just say it's one of those things that you have to do, right? And I always remember it was always blood work and saliva swipes and to check different, whether it be, and they're checking for steroids use and they're also checking for HIV and sexually transmitted diseases, right? I never heard, seen of a procedure of swiping up the nose. So the question I'm asking, Elder, is this a new thing? We need to maybe do an investigation. Why is, as a fighter and always had to be tested, I used to get tested an average minimum once a year, but if I fought three times, it would be four times a year because you got to do it, So it was like a very gruesome testing procedure if you was a fighter, right? Even at a low level like myself. So I could imagine it's even much more in other athletes and other sports arena. They do this, constantly. Why the swipe? Why the up the nose? I just don't understand. Maybe we have to do some investigation because I never seen it. Is it new? And if it's side effects, and the other, I'm sorry to finish my thought, if the other way works, the blood, the swipe, why go with a new procedure that has side effects? That doesn't make any sense to me. So what that's a question I'm just throwing at the table. Why go and if the blood is the most reliable way that's been done for years, decades,
Okay.
There's no side effects of somebody taking your blood. Why? There's no side effect if you spit it in the club or swiping.
Well,
why go up the nose? That seems confusing.
Well,
to me.
Well, this is why. Look at your screen real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your screen. I think I went over this inside the academy. I went into this inside the academy. That's why a lot of you brothers and sisters, you really have to get into this academy, folks. In ancient Egypt, as you can see here, Elder Gabbar, you see the Egyptian doctor going into the nose of a slave while he's holding on to a pole, bracing himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it tell you that in Egypt, this was a punishment for slaves, number one.
Okay.
Number two, it breaks the gland of the blood, the encephalitis up into the nose. It breaks a barrier there. The damage will follow with probably irreversible hematoencephalitis gland that separates the false nasal hollow from mandanta hollow to serve as an obstacle to all forms of pollution, viruses, and bacteria. So they're breaking a barrier that will expose the brain and the body to more diseases. Don't forget the nose, Elder Gabbar. When you have to blow your nose and there's
mm-hmm.
there's particles there, they call boogers, and you have to take that out.
Yeah.
Well, understand that's the body's natural defense. That's stuff gathering up that would have caused your body harm and sicknesses.
Gotcha.
So if they can break that gland continually, you're more susceptible for diseases, and now you're going to come down with the disease if you encounter someone with it. Normally,
okay.
Your body would have a natural defense. So they're breaking a barrier to allow the diseases to, if you keep doing it over and over again, that will cause a passage to open that takes longer to close. So they're breaking a barrier between the brain and the nasal passages. They know what they're doing. That's why they stick it and they push it up to break something. They can feel that. And on top of that, it tells us that the blood-brain barrier is a layer of cells that protect the brain from heavy metal, pesticides and other toxic substances. So now it's working in two instances. It's breaking the barrier. Then when the barrier is broken, ethylene oxide is now getting loose inside the bloodstream through the nasal passages against the body's natural defense directly into the brain.
Okay.
So this is an old torture that was used in ancient Egypt. You find this on the walls of Egypt. It was a punishment that would lead our people, the enslaved, the Israelites, to a lower quality of life, because after breaking that barrier, that person don't live long because they're more susceptible to sicknesses than everyone else who didn't go through this procedure.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Elder, and backdrop on that.
Yeah.
What, and as you know, and have you heard, have you read? Okay, because this, what you're saying, I believe, and there is circumstantial evidence that shows, okay, there's no reason for them to do this new science. I don't know if it's a new science, but I never seen it before. So from my personal experience, I have never seen this, right? And so the question I'm asking, what is the reason the mainstream or the corporate media is saying, why is this more effective? What is the reason they're giving? Because if they don't have any reasonable reason to switch from blood to mouth swipe, which has been effective for many years, and for as far as I know, there's never been any side effects.
Yeah.
And I have seen and read some articles that even in the back of the actual nose insertion procedure, it says it gives you the side effects.
Yeah.
So what is the reason the corporate media or the so-called mainstream, because now we are the mainstream, but the so-called mainstream are saying we're doing this. It just doesn't make any sense. And I think if we if we corner them, if you will, and to give us a logical reason, why even go this route? Why even take the chance if even one of a million, one of a trillion person may get a side effect is written on your on the back of the fine print. There's never been any cases on any side effect dealing with swipe and or blood samples. We may just corner them to them and say, you know what, that's a good question. And similar in the same light and when the football player brother mentioned that, you know, I'm immunized, like, and meaning when he went into further details, I got the COVID, I got some immunes, I'm okay, so that's evidence, scientifically speaking, that I'm immunized. So I'm just, you know, I'm lining these questions for them. We could corner these people because, well, the more we dig into these type of procedures, we're saying, wait a minute, why? And they started immediately pumping this no swipe. So we need to find out how new is this science? Is it old? Is it, you know, obviously they were doing it in Egypt, and we all know that they were doing it to punish enemies, and it was, it was not a good thing. So, but let's just remove the conspiracy theory. We don't want to be podcast conspiracy theory. What reason they're giving the main, the United States population and the world why this new procedure is even necessary?
Well, the reason why Elder Gabbar is let me show you this. Let me show you this real quick. 1 second. I'm gonna show you why real quick. I'm gonna play something real quick, and I'm gonna show you why. The question you have is a good question. Why are they just pushing one thing and not, without actually giving you the science behind it, when there's better alternatives, safer alternatives, is right. Your question, right?
Yes, sir.
This is why. Let me pull this up real quick. Let me pull this up. I'm going to show you why here. 1 second. Because that is a great question. I know others out there, our listeners, our Patreon members, would probably have the same question. Why, right? Let me get this real quick. 1 second. Let me see if I can find, there was a video that Santi put up on our other channel, right? Let's see. 1 second. Yeah, this is why, Elder. This is why. Look at your screen. Right? This is why. I don't know if you've seen that, Elder Lord, Elder Gabbar. But what
I remember seeing that. Yes,
exactly.
I remember showing that.
Exactly. So let me now go explain to you. Let me explain to you real quick why now. Because I think that in of itself, and I'm glad let me get you back up with me. I'm glad Santi from overseas, my brother, put that compilation together, because these people aren't scientists. And all of mainstream media is sponsored. The majority of sponsorships that keep these programs going are pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer and all of them own the sponsorship and bought the majority of shares of sponsorships. When it comes to news that they get in from the morning, day, night, CNN, and this is why every other commercial is what? A prescription commercial. So the reality is it's incentivized. If I'm working in a sector like I was working selling Medicare supplements, managing a floor with Medicare supplements, and they told me, well, listen, I need your team. They say, Richard, I need your team to get a certain amount of memberships every day. And by doing so, you would incentivize your team, and I would get a bonus if there was a certain number of memberships that were actually sold for AARP. Even though I was doing Medicare supplements, separate from that was upselling the memberships, right? Mm-hmm. So by doing so, I didn't ask whether or not the memberships could benefit the people. I didn't know what the memberships entail. It was my compartmentalized job to sell memberships outside of what they were calling in for on top of the supplements as a licensed agent I was selling. Mm-hmm. And it benefited me financially. Now, whether or not those memberships could harm people down the line or could take money from them, that's not in my pay grade. So the answer to your question, Elder Gabbar, why no one is pushing back, why they're pushing the nose test, knowing that it can be dangerous as opposed to other options, is because they don't know about them, number one. And number two, they're not incentivized to push anything outside of what the corporate
right.
structure is paying them to push.
Exactly.
So that's the answer. This is what they want. This is your job as a nurse, doctor, whatever the case is, employer over employees. And this
mm-hmm.
is how you incentivize for following the protocols we are putting on the table.
Right.
So
right.
these people is just trying to protect their interests, not lose their jobs, and get in, and push what they're getting paid more to push.
Mm-hmm. I think, Elder, you know, going back to you know, mainstream corporate, you know, mainstream media, corporate media, and things of that nature, that maybe, you know, we need to start looking and digging into, because I'm pretty sure it's public information if you dig it, especially now with the you know, the only good thing that President Clinton did is pass the Freedom Information Act, that there should be more transparency in regards of like funding and it's our right as citizens, you know, as individuals, to say, okay, I need who's funding you, I need the paperwork. It's supposed to be, even court systems and verdicts and all that are free. If I get arrested today, it's public record. I cannot hide that, right? So if I'm required to, or I don't have the power to put my, if I get arrested tomorrow for drug driving or anything like things of that nature, and anybody will have the rights to look into my record, whether it be 15, 20 years ago, we should have the right also to look and have the accessibility, and I'm pretty sure that is not promoting it, to see who's funding these people. In other words, is the one, the swipe nose, is being funded by a corporation that it is backing this corporate media, and the swipe and the blood test is another company, and so therefore they're not promoting that company because that company is probably a smaller company, or that company is not Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, one of the donors of the corporation. That and if people know that will empower people, because from the beginning, Elder, if you remember, I'm pretty sure you do, they were automatically giving us the impression that the only way to test the virus is to the nose method. They didn't give any people any other option.
Exactly.
This is a new disease, and this is a new way to test this new disease, but that was not true.
It wasn't
so,
true. See, but the whole thing
true.
Is, but we know in hindsight why they wanted this particular test. Even the guy that made the test, we went into it in the Hebrew and Bible Academy when it first came out with Elder Chapat, highlighted the fact that the guy who even created the test said, you cannot use the test for this because it gives too many false positives. So the creator of the test saying, you shouldn't use this. But they pushed the test anyway.
So wait a minute. It gives, because I would think that if they're going with this method that does have side effects, because it says it in the label, the back.
Yeah.
Rare, but it happens, right? That the inventor of this science say it's not ready for, it's too unpredictable. For even, there's never been, as far as I know, when you give blood and they test the blood, false positive or false negative. I never heard of that. I never heard that saying. You know, sometimes when you take your blood, it could be false positive. It could be false negative. Because we all know that the most reliable source of what's wrong with you is in the blood. That the scripture says the life is in the blood.
Exactly.
Why go to some crazy experimental new thing that the guy who ever invented, even the guy who invented said, this is not reliable.
The reason is what we've just mentioned, to get the stuff up in you, to break the barrier to get the disease in you.
Right.
Because here it is. Here's the PCR. Help. The inventor of the PCR never said, hold on, let me get it. This is what he said. Dr. Muller said that this PCR test was not made to detect any type of infectious diseases. It's designed to pick up a signature of DNA and RNA of the person being tested. So it was never, even in fact checking, the guy said that this was made to do what? To pick up a signature of DNA and RNA of the person being tested. It was never designed or even made to detect the coronavirus. And it was translated in French when we first did it, but he said, well, listen, I don't know why they're using this test. Because this test will always come up false positive. And then he said there could be some tests where you'll open up and they'll just be all positives. Some will be all negatives. So now bosses and others and the corporate structure can use it now as a tool of control. If you go out of line, they can have a test that's already positive before they open it up. And they can put you on a sideline like Aaron Rodgers is right now. Just because the test that was opened up was positive before it actually went into the nasal passage.
Yeah.
So it's more so, really, in a nutshell, Gabar, this is more so a way of corporate control over the people. So that now they can do things legally that they couldn't do to control the people before. Really, that's what it is.
Now, Elder,
wasn't created. None of this was created to make sense.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question, Elder. How will you advise someone to, given now this information that the people that are listening to Patreon, your fellow members and so forth, so on?
Yeah.
We know that what's going on the dark side in regard to this world, the evil overseers behind the scene. We understand that. But if we have someone who may be listening to the show,
yeah,
and would take a copy of the Egyptian historical situation, what they used to do, that procedure in ancient Egypt,
yeah,
we could clearly see the similarities. But the people that are asleep and they are not under know, they're gonna look at that as you being a conspiracy theorist, you being crazy. You're gonna show me this, so we have to sometimes be careful. So how you would advise the followers and the people that are listening to this podcast to, given this information that is being spreaded, what would be the best way for them to use it if they come across these issues? What would be the best way to verbalize this information to not come across as a crazy person to those that are uninitiated, if that makes sense?
You know what? Elder Gabar, what you did was quantified and really brought it back to where I wanted to end it at anyway with this answer, but I forgot that I was going to end it with this answer. So I was about to go straight to the phone call, so I thank the Most High you're asking that question. The answer to this, being that there's so much information thrown at people from that side or this side, is to do what? My advice would be to deal with everything simplified. Everything must be simplified. So if it's simplified, let's look at the Amish as an example, being that they are the forerunners of doing what? Entering any scenario with their beliefs first. Therefore, their beliefs cannot be infringed. On top of that, they know, according to their religious beliefs, what not to administer. So to simplify it is to lead with what we believe first. Anything outside of the laws of the Bible concerning what goes in our temple, anything outside of that is unclean. That's how. So if we start with a clean slate with the laws of God, clean and unclean. Number one, if anything is made with aborted fetuses or unclean or got pigs in it or got that in it, cow's pus or whatever the case is, it's unclean, and it doesn't matter what their objectives are. It's unclean and against my religion for that to enter my body. The same as the PCR test. If they tell you straight out online that these tests are clean with ethylene oxide, and the CDC says don't take that poison, and you can look at, that's why I put up the sources and the resources in front of the brothers and sisters so that they can find it themselves mm-hmm. and make a conscious decision on whether or not they want what the CDC said is poison and cause cancers and sterilization to go directly through their membrane of their nose into their brain. So if you think God, according to God's law, wants you to do that, then that's your choice. But at the end of the day, it's simplifying things by leading with what we believe first. That's the protection. Because it wasn't meant for them to make sense while they were rolling this out. It was mm-hmm. to keep people off balance so that they could make the decision that the corporate powers were pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look back at it now and say, well, it doesn't make sense, it makes perfect sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the moment and getting the stuff in you and whatever they need to say to do so. So they knew exactly what they were doing, keeping mm-hmm. the people off balance so that even if those who was waiting things out to figure out, because some people was waiting just to see whether or not if when a family member gets it, whether or not something medically would happen to their current family member. And they've seen after a week or two or a month or two that really nothing happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
So really the people were just waiting things out just so that they'll be what? Secure or safe enough to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem. They were looking at their parents. They were looking at people next to them. They were looking at, and then they were seeing that, okay, this person took it, ain't nothing wrong with them. But they weren't leading with their religious beliefs to say, I don't care what happens with my family and whether or not they are safe or whatever the case is. The same way, the same day me and my brother was vaccinated, I came down with asthma. My big mm-hmm. brother had no issues at all. So each of us have unique biologies, unique structures. So what affects my family member or vice versa, what doesn't affect them may affect me negatively. But mm-hmm. you have a lot of our people who is looking at their family member who are hesitant and those that were close to know to see whether or not they'll take that choice. And that was the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is simplification and saying, look at the Amish. They're not talking about their families. They're not talking about their employers. What they're talking about is this is our religious protections according to our God. It has always worked, and we've survived way longer with a better quality of life than the rest of you. It's because that we have what? God-given barriers that cannot be crossed by us or the system. So drawing a line in the sand, it doesn't matter what they're putting out there between Kyrie, Aaron Rodgers, family members, jobs. My God says no. So if my mm-hmm. God says no, how do I survive this and still keep my livelihood up until the time where they do introduce the mark of the beast? That's the question. If I still have to live in a system and don't have the protections as the Amish people with food and a community to protect them, and I'm out here by myself, with the religious protections of not having things intrude me, how do I exercise my religious freedoms? That's the question. I'm not mm-hmm. Amish. I don't have the protection. Well, the answer to that is you still have those same religious freedoms, but now you must navigate like Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. You must say that I'm immunized. And if and you can't have a test that intrude your nose that would have poison go into your brain. That's against your religion.
Mm-hmm.
You have to now, if your job say that you must be tested, Elder Gabbar, submit a religious exemption and say, what's in that test is against my religion. But there mm-hmm. is, but then don't just come with a negative. You come with another piece of paper printed out on your computer by the CDC that says the spit test is another test that's accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll show them that this test is against my religion, but this test isn't. Mm-hmm. I can take this test as often as you want, and since you require the test, the bill goes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so you give them a test, the religious exemption, and now you can spit as much as you want. They want you to spit and mm-hmm. still keep your job.
Mm-hmm. And Elder, I want to also add is to say to that, my daughter who's in college, she went through the same situation.
Okay.
They said you have to be tested. She said, okay, they vaccinated. She did the religious exemption. They accepted it. But they said, okay, you have to be tested. And she refused the, you know, she asked, what kind of test do you have available? Say, well, the nose, you know, one.
Yep.
And she said, I can't do that one. And they said, well, that's the only one we have. She stood her ground. 24 hours later, they called her back. Oh, we got the swipe, the spit one. She said all she did is spit in the cup, and she left.
There you go.
She didn't even touch the cup. She spit in the cup. And it's, so when you stand your ground, they will have to come away and so forth. So it looks like the Pfizer, if they are the creator of this particular nose procedure,
yeah,
they've got their hands, the technical, their hands in all, not only the news and colleges, because why college are pushing this one? Why they give you this as a choice? They don't even start with which one do you want, the blood, the nose swipe, or the
yeah.
saliva. They don't even give you, you know, and they give you the illusion
yeah.
like is this only one choice. So absolutely, I've seen it in real time even with my daughter. So
yeah.
Stand your ground and you're stronger than you think you are. And there's more of us there are them. So you
exactly.
stand your ground.
And I thank you, Elder Lloyd. And understand that knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge, that's why the Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. You have the knowledge to know there's more than one test. Never, if you believe that the Most High made your body right and that the Most High doesn't make, that God doesn't make mistakes, then you would rather deal with the body naturally with what you do know than have something into your body that you don't know. That it has, how many times that the FDA or others approve something and then next year or 3 years from now, a commercial come on and ask, have your family member died of this? Or did you come down with that? Call mm-hmm. a lawyer. Call this. Call that. So listen, is it the pharmaceutical's fault that you chose to get that because your doctor suggested it? Keep in mind, your doctors, like you mentioned, Elder Gabbar, are incentivized by pushing anything that they peddle.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole deal is, at the end of the day, you're responsible for what goes into your body. You're responsible for the side effects that it happens because no one forced you to do anything. So I wanted to put that out there. Let's answer a few questions, Elder Gabbar. I'm going to keep you on
yes,
the
sir.
Line with me. All right, let's go down the line real quick. Q&As, any question is fine. I'll stay on for another 15, 20 minutes, and that will conclude our update. What a great update we had today. And I expect those who are not in the Hebrew and Bible Academy to get in. To get in. I can't emphasize it enough, okay, that this is only a drop in the bucket, what we do here, but it's nothing like what happened in the Hebrew and Bible Academy and different dynamics with the news. And don't forget, Shabbat goes through a whole week of just going through different aspects of what types of news that our people need to hear. You know, by the time we get there Sunday, you have to realize he done gone through thousands, hundreds of articles and all that to make sure it's quantified in a way to keep our people informed. And you can't get that nowhere as well as a lesson. So historytimes.org. 216 area code. We're going to go down the line. We're not going to be here long at all. Q&As, any questions, you have a comment, whatever the case, let's go through. 216 then 904.
Yes. Shalom, Elder Akar and Elder Gibbar, is sax player. I just wanted to know, did you
Shalom.
See the commercial on a TV where it said 1 in 6 people die of blood clots, and then it say nothing about the COVID? And I'm like, what is this? And at the bottom it says CDC. It's a commercial on TV.
It says what? Say that again.
It said 1 out of 6 people will die from blood clot. And it didn't say what, it was some kind of disease, and then it had the CDC under the bottom. It was on a commercial.
Oh, I didn't see that, brother, but I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
And then, do you know anything about that volcano in La Palma, anything like that? Is any biblical?
I do know about the volcano in La Palma, and it falls right into, as the Bible says, earthquakes in diverse places. And the fact that if it do blow, it could have a trickle-down effect. It could have an effect where, an incremental effect where tsunamis and all that will affect the East Coast. But I'm still looking at that, and we'll see if it's going to blow. But, yes, that not
okay.
All of the East Coast, but parts of Florida and different parts of the coast of New York, just the eastern seaboard could be affected negatively. Yeah, I heard about that. I'll be talking about that tomorrow, actually.
I had a friend there, an associate that worked for me through business. His friend, he took the dope at one time, and then he took another one, and he died of blood clots, and he was just 37 years old, and he was perfectly healthy.
Well, brother, I'm going to place you on hold because I have to get to the next call, but like I said, we're going to hear about a lot of these particular side effects. We hear about people dying, all of that. Now, thank you, brother. I need to get to the next call. We're going to hear about that, but the reality is, if you stand your ground according to your understanding of your God, there's no one in their right sense who believe in the Most High and know the Bible who would actually even think about dealing with any of this. And my answer to that is, of course, you're going to be hearing blood clots, miscarriages. I'm hearing all this stuff, but that's for people who decided to listen to what they're saying. Now, I don't want to come off insensitive, but the reality is, what do you expect? What do you expect? These are evil people in charge. Elder Gabbar, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm going to put it up there real quick.
Yes.
Kanye West had a statement that I think most people should hear real quick. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, one moment, had a statement. One second. I think other people should hear. Let me, hold on. 904, I'm jumping right in, so don't go anywhere. Okay, one second. Kanye West, check this out. He had something to say. Let's see what he said here. Hold up. Did he say that, Elder Gabbar? Hey, Elder Gabbar, you think they're not listening?
You think they're not listening, Elder Gabbar? Elder, let me throw this on the table and see what you think.
All right, go on.
You know, I almost lost count now on how many prominent African-American, so-called African-American, prominent entertainers. Right,
yeah.
Kanye West. I think a few years ago, Ice Cube put something on about we the Hebrews, rappers.
Kendrick Lamar.
I lost count. It's what's that actor that came out in
Nick Cannon.
There was another actor. He's out there. I see about it on Instagram a lot. He did that movie with the guy who played Iron Man. He played a black character in the movie, and they were like filming a comedy. Days of Thunder. I forgot the name.
You talking talking about Chitley?
Not Chitley. He's
I know you're talking about. He was the guy that had on all white. I can tell that he was learning from the Gathering of Christ Church.
Yeah, well, Chingy the rapper, you had him, but there's some, you know, I lost count. There's so many, and to the point, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, you and I came from, you know, the Israelite community, or we stood in the Israelite community, but we go back from the 90s. That remember when you had the first, I don't know, when was the first time we, there was some validation of somebody admitting that we the Hebrew Israelite. I remember the first time was like, when was that guy, Rocky? The white man that used to go downtown, he said, yeah, you're the Jews. That became a big thing. Then you had, I'm trying to think, but I think this era more than ever, we are getting prominent.
Yeah.
Black and Latino, but mostly black, the tribe of Judah, waking up more than ever. I'm 49. I was aware of a Hebrew Israelite in my age 20, so we're talking about almost like 39 years. So, but even now, I'm like, okay, great. He knows he's a Hebrew, and we'll follow. But let me throw this in the tape. You know, we follow that particular artist, or if he has an Instagram, or now we're hanging on all everything he's saying. What does this mean that he's a Hebrew Israelite? And sometimes it's almost like they drop it, and they kind of leave it alone. They may comment something else, and it becomes almost like old news after a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Talk about it, and it becomes old news. So let me throw this in the table.
Hey, well, let me say this.
Yes.
Real quick, and I'm going to let you. We have 8 minutes. If you get in between the next 8 minutes, we'll be able to take your call, 515-605-9327. In 8 minutes, the call will drop out where you cannot come in. But if you wait in there, well, I'll take your call. Go ahead, Elder Gobar.
Let me throw this in the table. Maybe this is a conversation. If you tell me this is something we should have privately, you know, please stop me. That we should maybe, because I don't know, they got to be reaching. There's no way in God's green earth that if Ice Cube, for me, this is my logic, the way my brain thinks.
Okay.
That if Ice Cube knows he's a Hebrew.
Yep.
If Kanye West knows he's a Hebrew Israelite. If what the other brother had that Jewish canon, no, he's a Hebrew. I just don't foresee that they are not at least talking to each other. They know each other or at least heard of each other. If I was a famous basketball star, a player, a rapper that found out recently I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and I find out another entertainer in my inner circle, my colleague. They got to be talking to each other. So
they are.
I hope they are, right?
They are.
So why don't we attempt to reach out to these prominent entertainers and let's have a conversation?
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll talk offline on that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, man. I don't know if I can even say this. No. I'll tell you what. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to you one-on-one about it. We'll talk off. I'll wait. We'll talk off record. 229 area code, let's go. And you see, guess what? The witch family couldn't control him. The Kardashians. Look at what they did to every man that went through their, you know, through their satanic, ritualistic grasp, the haven of witches. Look how every other man went and didn't recover. And look at how Kanye West seems more happier than he's ever been after going through that tragedy called a relationship. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this is why she didn't have the power to control him. And it's only through Christ, his belief in Christ and understanding. And this is one thing about a Hebrew man, whether people like it or hate it, whatever the case is, once we know, there's no going back. There's no way of not knowing. A Hebrew Israelite man in particular stands his ground and believe that we have the power to, by the God who have endowed the power of truth within us. I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to tell you straight up. So the whole thing is people can say what they want. It's a lot that Kanye have to learn, but I believe that that brother is hedged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe he's hedged and he's different than a lot of others out there. And this is why he was able to overcome the witchcraft of the Kardashians. Let me get it. 229 area code. But we're going to talk. Go ahead, Elder Gabbar.
Yeah, and also that name that I was mentioning, I can't think of that actor, is Brandon T. Jackson. That's
Brandon T. Jackson, yep. I noticed that he was doing his videos on Facebook in all white. And I'm like, he's definitely looking at our videos. No doubt mm-hmm. about it. See, but the conflict that these people have that are famous, here's the conflict. The conflict is the popularity that comes with who you were in the world and expect a certain reverence when you come into the knowledge of the truth.
Gotcha.
And that's the conflict because certain people, T.D. Jakes and all that would automatically give these people honorary status. So it's, and this is why Christ told the rich man, hey, I tell you what, sell all you have and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was popular. He worked all his life for his position.
Mm-hmm.
And it tell you in the homilies that this man would have received 100-fold if he would have gave up the little he had. But what he didn't have was humility.
Mm-hmm.
It was through his own laurels and work that the people respect and revered him through his riches. But he didn't know how many people would have actually turned their backs on him if he would have gave all his money up. He didn't know who his real friends was. And it tell you in the homilies of the disciples, it tell you in the homilies that Christ had 100-fold waiting if he was willing to give that up.
Mm.
And see, and that's what brothers, that's the last test for people like Kanye West and all that, to realize that he's accumulated his finances and his popularity not for himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I believe that a man like Kanye West, he's closer to that space of not worrying about material things more so than any other so-called star out there. So I'm telling you, he's preparing himself. And see, that's the whole thing. Christ wasn't trying to steal from the rich man. He was trying to take away that pride that comes with having something, thinking that you can equal what you're bringing to the table out there with what you're receiving in the spirit, and you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother class. 229 area code. We might have to clip that up and put that out there. But 229 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, been 202. I hope you're waiting. QA or comment. We're going to give it 2 minutes per. 2 minutes per call.
Yes, sir. I just want to know how I can become a member of GOCC.
Okay, good question. Where are you? City and state?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, that's easy. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Don't worry about it. Even though it says 90 seconds, if you're on, I'll be able to take your call. Atlanta, let me get your name.
Eleanor.
Are you married, Sister Eleanor?
No, sir.
Okay, all right. All right, Atlanta, I'll give this number directly to Baruch once I'm off the call, okay? And someone will reach you well before the weekend, all right?
Okay, the water. Bless you.
Again, the bar. Bless you. Next call, 202 area code. It's open. Any questions or comment, 2 minutes per call. 202 area
code. Hey, Shalom, Elder. How y'all
Shalom.
Doing?
How are you? I'm blessed by the best.
Right.
His name is Zion.
This is Brother Jeff from DMV Body.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing great. Blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya.
Okay.
Just wanted to run some things past y'all ears to see if it makes sense. Early in the broadcast, or right before you started taking calls, Elder Gabbar was speaking about, you know, the reason why are they doing this? And you gave a decent answer, a full answer. But also, I just wanted to add in, or see if this makes sense to you also, that last Shabbat, you touched on the how serious the depopulation thing is going on throughout the four corners of the globe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the reason why I think, you know, one of the reasons why they're going through all these different ways of doing the test and people taking the jab. I think they're trying to reach a certain goal and a certain number, and I think you touched on that before.
Absolutely.
So what I'm seeing also is that last Thursday, as a matter of fact, Joe Biden gave a speech saying that he plans to reach 50%, and I'm trying to tie all this in together, 50% carbon emission reduction by the year of 2030. That's like 8 years away. And 50% is kind of like an aggressive goal. It's like really aggressive, you know, when you consider all the means of travel, everything that we use to that causes carbon emissions, greenhouse gas effect. And the number one reason why we have greenhouse gas effect throughout the world is human activity. So they're not going to eliminate cars. They're not going to eliminate trains, planes, or the animals that we use to, you know, sustain ourselves or anything like that. They can eliminate the people through various means of depopulation.
That's what the whole global warming campaign is really about. Bill Gates said we got to get one of these numbers down to zero. You're talking about all this other stuff, but really the target in that whole TED speech by Bill Gates was the people.
Right. So have you heard about this initiative by the year of 2025?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I just found out about it last week, so I'm
But the reason why I'm letting you go forward, and you are bringing, like, components, you have to realize that I've been speaking of these things for a long time, since 2008 on the street, the path to the mark. It's just that when I'm in these particular updates, I try to touch on something that the people didn't get.
Okay.
How to actually add something on top of what we've taught, on how to actually now convey that into the real workplace, knowing that they have to navigate through it. So that's why I don't. There's so many components to global warming and depopulation. I can teach different components from now for 24 hours, and there'll be something new. But the question is, what's really the objective? What's out there? What should I believe? And how can I navigate through this without losing my means of income in the interim? So that's why I use these updates to say, well, listen, you can't get scared into certain things. Here's your options and alternatives. But yes, 90% is the target. I could have answered Elder Gabbar and said, yeah, they want to kill the majority of people. But that wouldn't have helped people get the information on how to keep their job today. Got it?
I got you. I mean,
yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I'll wrap it up right quick. I mean, I was just looking at these actual numbers that they're trying to reach. Like Canada, well, give you an example for the United States. It says 327 million population count in the year 2017. They want to drop it to 100 million by 2025.
Okay.
Will. I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they're gonna reach that goal based off of these, you know, how many people are either getting tested or taking a jab or just various means of people just dying all of a sudden. But it's I was taken aback by that. When Joe Biden said that last week, they're going to reach 50% reduction in carbon emissions by the year of 2030. I'm like, how are you going to do that?
They're doing it.
The only thing he's
doing is reading from a script, and what happened in 2020, because they was really behind on their plan of depopulation according to scripture, and COVID really caught them up. There were so many people not taking the flu shots. They had it in the supermarket. They tried it in the Rite Aid. They tried it in, they was doing the campaign. They tried to scare people and say, but these are really, a lot of these shots are really the same stuff that they, people weren't taking. And now what he's saying in a nutshell is that they done caught up now. That's it.
Got
They're
it.
On schedule to kill the majority of the people. All right? But good point.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Well, all right, yeah, that's pretty much it then. Bless you.
All right. Bless you, brother. Yeah. Yeah, that whole global warming is a bunch of crap. All of it. Climate change, all of it is crap. At the end of the day, it's the people they need to deal with. All right. 912 area code. And guess what? The people are complying. So, man. 912 area code. You're live.
Shalom. Is that me?
Shalom. 2 minutes. Talk.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Shalom. So everyone in my family, my blood family, has taken the jab. And I guess what I'm wondering is what relationship I kind of decided, me and my husband decided very strongly to stay away from them now that they've taken it. And they don't understand at all. They kind of believe everything that you know, the system has been telling them. And I guess I'm wondering, what relationship do I maintain with them? Do I still try to kind of pull this really tense relationship with them and keep it going? Or do I just let it naturally decline and kind of pull away from them?
Okay, this is what it is. The Bible tell you that a wife leave her father and mother and cleave to her husband, and they two become one flesh. At the end of the day, that's a decision that you and your husband must make together and stand on it.
Con.
And right now,
listen
to what I'm saying, though. Listen to what I'm saying, because I'm answering you. Because why? I'm not in that circumstance where I've made clear to my family that the relationship that I can no longer have with them if they decided to do that. I did that before they made the decision.
Con.
Because I don't know what the long-term implications are and how that's going to affect me, I rolled it out and say right now, any decision you make outside of what I'm talking about, because right now you're healthy.
Right.
You cannot get mad at me if I make a decision not understanding how your decision will affect me and those around me. So understand, when they're said and done, I'm not making the decision to break our family and our relationship apart because I'm not doing anything different. So I put that out there even before it happened, that understand that if you put something in your body that I don't know how it's going to affect me, I'm going to have a wait and see approach before interacting with you like I used to.
I guess,
it's not that I don't love you.
I'm wondering. Okay. I guess I'm wondering.
So,
if, like, phone conversation.
Sister, I know you right now, and you can tell you know, just relax, because I'm gonna let you get the last word. I have grandchildren.
Okay.
And I even told my son. My grandson is almost a spawn of me. He almost looked exactly like I did at that age. And I made it my firstborn, and I told him, if your family gets that, or if my grandson or if my grandchildren get that, I need a wait-and-see approach because I don't know what's in them and how it's going to affect me and the work the Most High have for me. I love you, but I'm going to love you from afar. Now that's me. Because why? I didn't do anything. I didn't put nothing in my body or do anything different that would affect my relationship. And if they do that, they're telling me that they don't value my relationship that way. It's not that I can't guide them and be down with them and I'll be there if they call me, but I'm not going to let you come with some stuff in you that might affect me and my home. When I'm fine, and I was fine before 2020, you're not bringing nothing around me that's going to stop the work. So listen, they didn't value my relationship with them. Okay? So that's what you have to reverse that. because they're going to try to switch it up and say that you're the insensitive one. You're the one that's harsh, and you're the one that's not being right as far as family goes. Like, listen, I didn't make a decision to get something in me that I don't know the long-term implications of. So you have to flip that. Okay? Anything else you'd like to say?
All right. I guess conversations with them have been really tense. Like, I told them, you know, you guys can't come up here during your break, and they canceled their trips and everything. But it's just like, how do I talk on the phone with them? How do I mean, if they feel like I'm in a cult and all this other stuff. So it's just like,
listen, it doesn't matter what they feel
anymore.
Continue to talk on the phone with them about other things outside of this. There was conversations, family, how you doing, blah, 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 and all that, even before this. Don't let this conversation be the bane of the existence.
Okay.
They have made their decision, let their decisions go, and still relate to them as family.
Okay.
All right? And don't say, my church said this, my church said that. None of that. Just say, well, listen, the decisions that were made, I don't know the long-term effects. There's people who's in close quarters with other people who are getting sick, blood clots, whatever the case is, who didn't even take the stuff. So I don't know. I don't know how to react with people who have taken this stuff. Just give me some space. I love you. But give me some space, because I didn't make a decision. I'm still intact. My body is the same it was before all of this. Y'all made the change. Okay? All right, bless you. Again, tomorrow. Shalom. And pray for them. 302 area code.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Name and location?
Yes.
2 minutes.
I'm Lydia. I'm from Delaware. How are you, Elder?
I'm blessed by the best. Talk to me. We're going into the Sabbath.
Okay. I'm so glad that I was listening about the difference between the spit and the swab, because I had a conversation with my son a couple of weeks ago. He's a bus driver out in California, and he was telling me that his job mandated, he refused to get the shot, so they mandated him to get the swab every week. And so, you know, yeah, by listening to you guys talk about the differences between the two, now I need to have another talk with him, you know,
exactly.
Knowing the fact that he can, you know, there's another alternative. He can request the spit opposed to the swab, you know,
exactly.
And he may not even know it. He may not even notice. So I
exactly.
just thank God for you and the congregation. Now, my question is, I feel like that I'm on the wait and see list because I have sent in an email to get baptized by you, and it's been almost 2 months now. I mean, I've been getting calls.
Location,
you know,
system.
I'm in Delaware, but I wanted to come to Philadelphia.
Someone will call you before Sunday. Let me get your name.
Lydia, Lydia. I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Okay.
You know, I spoke to you a couple of times, but I have not gotten the shot. You know. But,
that's good.
My husband has, because of his job, you know, and I'm like really wary about the situation, and I right now have been distancing myself because I'm in the wait and see situation too. So, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And another thing, why do they call us herd? H-E-R-D, like we're animals.
It's really,
that definition.
It, yeah, Yeah, but it's really a scientific term that's first started amongst animals.
Yeah. I don't like
that word. Scientific term. Of course, I'm not a herd, but under Jewish ideology, the people outside of Jews are considered goyim. Another word for goyim is what? A herd or cattle.
Right.
That's why. But that's on them. You understand? And as far as I'm concerned, I believe what the Jews believe concerning all of this stuff. I believe in natural immunity because I'm not a part of the herd. All right?
Yeah, me either. Me either.
Well, there you go. So there we go. I got to get to the next call, sister. And I just gave your number to Elder Amok, and he's going to call you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Now, there are dynamics to your situation because of the choice of your husband, though.
Yeah.
So Amok is going to have to, I'm saying, but Bishop Amok has to deal with those dynamics to make sure it's okay in certain circumstances and how you are to interact with the church, right? So he'll call you and he'll discuss that with you, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bless you. You're welcome. 904 area code.
Yes, hello?
Hello, you're live. Name and location.
Shalom, brother. Yes, sir. This is Chase Thompson, and we live out of Mobile, Alabama.
How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed by the best. Hey, first off, man, I just want to tell you a huge gratitude. Obviously, all praise to the Most High, but a huge gratitude for you guys. I've been listening to y'all for going on 9 years, and I'm a Gentile, and I've been in, you know, when I first found this truth out, it really, it shook me, and I wouldn't be the man I am today if it wasn't for the Most High working through you brothers, and I'm very grateful for that.
Praise the Most High. You're my brother.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Quick question or a quick statement here. So I've been listening to a lot of different podcasts as far as, well, not just podcasts, but there's this dude that does interviews with people, and he does a lot of interviews with like confessionals, people getting stuff off their chest that, you know, are out of the world, crazy, man. He did a lot of like 3 or 4 interviews with MK Ultra, and a lot of those people are giving testimonies that, you know, when they were in it, they were injected with this nanotechnology, and this goes back 10, 20 years, and whenever they would start to talk about this, that the powers that be would come after them and would hit them. It would be like they'd be deathly sick at night, and then they wake up and everything's fine. They would torture them this way by keeping them to keep their mouth shut and threatening them and everything. And but it was really interesting that, you know, you're bringing up what you're bringing up, and these people are talking about how they were being affected physically by this nanotechnology, and, you know, that's very similar to what they're injecting in everybody. So I just thought that was an interesting point that you were making,
yeah.
And I wanted to, you know, throw that out there.
You're right. A lot of those beta tests were just small tests, was really beta tests for what they would roll out on the population, starting with messing with people's mental health. Okay, now they had to start off by really demoralizing, teaching demoralizing scenarios within the cities so that they can do drugs and all that, so they can eventually get children that no one cares about to test on, orphans and all that.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, yeah, that was really the beta test for what they rolled out worldwide. Now that the whole earth is under some level of really mental health issues. So that's the first thing, is to break your moral standings when it comes to family. After you do that, the majority of people become individuals that can now be controlled through the state. Okay? So that's what happens. Make everyone individuals, and then through MK Ultra, you control them through chemicals, through drugs, and all these other things, and then at the end of the day, put something in them that makes them mercenaries. that can that can have them that can turn the whole regular population into mercenaries, an army against one another. Great point, brother. What city and state you in? Are you with the church right now?
Mobile, Alabama. I was living in Jacksonville previously, and COVID hit and all that stuff, so it had got postponed about a congregation there at the time. I'm pretty sure they're going on now, but I know my wife, she wants to get baptized with you guys.
Okay.
And
where are you now?
We're out of Mobile, Alabama.
You're in Alabama. Okay. One second. Okay, so I have your number here. Let me get your name, and I'll text your number to Elder Lawyer, and he'll call you.
All right, my name is Chase, last name Thompson.
Okay, Chase. Well, we're going to reach out to you with real good information, and I'm glad you were able to bring that around full circle, because a lot of people think that MKUltra and all that is conspiracy. No. The reason why a lot of conspiracy theorists have converted and came to this church is because they realized we were able to connect the dots between what they call conspiracy and prophecy. This is why a lot of conspiracy theorists who thought that there was no truth in this Bible at all have converted and came to the church. It's because what no one ever gave them the insight to why these conspiracies existed and what conspiracy and what's true out of those conspiracies and what conspiracy theory. Okay, and keep in mind, conspiracy only mean a plan hatched behind closed doors between more than one person. That's what conspiracy really means. So,
yes,
you know, that means some people are planning something together outside of citizenry, all right? And guess what? The conspiracy happens sometimes live from our own capital. So, all right, I'm going to put this on hold, okay?
All right.
I appreciate it.
And Elder, if I could add, the term conspiracy theory, according to the conspiracy theory, is that it was a CIA term. And I don't know if it's a conspiracy anymore. I think it's actually fact that term came out of the CIA. It was an invented word, conspiracy theory. It first was to embarrass or hinder people that are requiring what's going on within the government, or requiring minds wants to know. I guess it was a term that the CIA came from, according to was out there in the ether. That term was actually invented by the CIA.
And it's deep that you're bringing this up, because why? Think about it, Elder. The Trilateral Commission, the 911 Commission, all of these commissions that people operate, these power brokers operate in circles behind closed doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
These commissions for 911, the commission for the JFK murder and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when
mm-hmm.
they started saying, well, listen, we are the conspiracy that everyone talking about. Let's turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's claim that these conspiracy theorists, and we're going to give that name a negative connotation that's actually attached to quacks, nut jobs, tinfoil hat wearers. So that now when people hear conspiracy, it'll trigger our example out there of it, and they'll stop looking into the conspiracies that we've always had. That's right,
mm-hmm.
within the fabric of government. Let me
mm-hmm.
tell you, government has always planned forward for its citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
They've always done so. And sometimes that's in the interest of some of the citizens and not in the interest of others.
mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what a conspiracy is. Someone planning your future and your trajectory and which way you'll be going in the earth as a free person.
Right.
Planning things outside of you without your permission.
Right.
That's a conspiracy.
let me give you other professions and other people that are, by definition, conspiracy theorists that are accepted in society. Murder investigators, police officers, detectives. News you know, reporting, or at least old school news reporting. I don't know what it is now. By definition, they're conspiracy theorists because they will look at an evidence or they'll look at an event and try to make sense. Who killed this guy? Who lied? Who started this fire? Who's selling drugs? How this happened? By nature, conspiracy theory was something that we do all the time in society, and we accept that. He's investigating a crime. He's investigating a corruption. So by definition, we deal with conspiracy theories all the time. We just don't call them conspiracy theories.
Exactly.
So what's the difference between somebody like Alex Jones, for instance? He's, I think, the poster child for that term, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? Alex Jones, who was considered to be a nut job conspiracy theorist, many things that he was pointing out, like the 300, the Club of Rome, was at one point considered to be conspiracy theory. Now it's a fact. Mohegan Grove, he snuck in, right? The video's been out there, and those there are, I think, under 30. You look at that, because people like in our generation remember that, because I came out in the early 90s, the early, you know, that Alex Jones actually snuck in into a Mohegan Grove, and it was, you know, now it's the media, the mainstream media or corporate media ignore it, but it's now considered as fact. Right.
Yep.
So there's many things that even I think 2 years ago that the government officially stated that there is unidentified flying object.
Yeah. That used to be
and
conspiracy.
Now the government is saying,
well, it's true. Now, one thing about this, Elder
Obama,
I'm going to put this in front of you real quick.
Yeah.
Again, hold on. Hold on. Let's look at this. Conspiracy comes from the word conspire. Conspire, which means make secret plans jointly to commit an unlawful or harmful act. They conspired against him.
Mm-hmm.
More of events. Circumstances seem to be working together to bring about a particular result, typically to someone's detriment. Like, for instance, Rand Paul, now that's on Forbes reporting, that Rand Paul have begun to investigate, right? Ron Paulson,
mm-hmm.
investigate Fauci, and it's proof that they've been paying for years. In Wuhan, China, in laboratories, they've been paying to test the gain of function from animals to people.
Mm-hmm.
And what he found, and this is in the Senate hearings now, is that Fauci been paying for what we call this pandemic for a long time in collusion with a foreign country,
mm-hmm.
which is really, in actuality, treason.
Mm-hmm.
Where no, there's no proof that this disease jumped from an animal to a person. And it's on the Senate floor now. Where there's no proof that this came from an animal. It had mm-hmm. to be made in a laboratory. And Rand Paul have connected with a laboratory in Virginia and connected it with a laboratory gain of function. Where now, to make a disease more virile than its original state, can only be produced in a laboratory. So what Rand Paul is doing is saying, well, if it was produced in a laboratory, how did it get out? And
mm-hmm.
if it didn't come naturally, which takes hundreds of years to happen for an animal to cross a disease into a people population to a pandemic, how did it happen so quickly? Gain of function have been proven. That he signed off on a gain of function to test virulent diseases 15% stronger than its original variant. It was created in a lab in Wuhan, connected directly to Fauci. It so happened that these same people have a patent on the word COVID-19. That's why if you say it on YouTube, they can do certain things because they own the name. It's an infringement on something they own. So they were slick enough to patent it so that when people speak against it, they can say, well, you can't give your interpretation of this because it's on record that we own this name and what it means and how you can talk about it.
Mm.
So again, is that not a conspiracy?
Mm-hmm.
Did he
mm-hmm.
not conspire with Wuhan for gain of function? Look that, no, no matter of fact, hold tight. I'm going to show that in the Academy this weekend. Let me go now because I know a lot of people are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few more calls I can take.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Rand Paul's my new, he's my new government hero.
He's something
he's
else,
crushing
eh?
It.
He's crushing it. Yeah. So that was a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
918 area code.
Oh,
shit. Shalom, you're live. 2 minutes. Okay, 678. 678.
Yes, how you doing, Elvis?
I'm blessed by the best. Time's yours. I only got about two more calls, and that'll conclude our program for tonight.
Shalom, I'm glad I got in. I've been waiting to talk to y'all. I've been trying to get in touch with y'all because I'm a pastor out of Atlanta, Georgia. I've been kind of like ostracized from the mainstream church, which God did that and led me over to y'all. I've been studying with y'all for almost a year now, and
okay.
trying to get to talk to y'all, man, because I'm on assignment.
Let me have your name, Pastor.
Pastor Ronald Hayes. Ronald Hayes.
Ronald Hayes.
Yes, sir.
How old are you, sir?
58. So I'm on assignment.
Oh, you're on assignment. I see. Okay. And what's the name of your church? Are you overseeing? Are you overseeing a church right now, or are you like
No, sir. I'm in a position right now just to be led to come work with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I got touches on Brother James and Deacon reached out to me in Atlanta, but he told me there's no church in Atlanta right now, so I've just been looking at the blogs and following you on YouTube and everything else right now.
There is a church in Atlanta, there is, but I'll talk to you one-on-one so that we can, since you've been pastoring, how long have you been pastoring? Have you been assistant minister of a church, or have you been over a church?
I've been over a church. I've been a pastor since, well, I started a church in 2006 in Dallas, Texas. But,
What happened to your church?
The people, you know, they was working for a while, but then, you know, the market crashed and everything went downhill. People started getting discontent and they got disillusioned and, you know, kind of dropped off, you know what I'm saying? But God has been leading me to leave the mainstream church anyway, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, really, truly, none of my old friends called me, talked to me. God put me in a position right now to be led to come and see this right here, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of this.
Well, let me ask you this, Pastor. Is it possible that you can be like a newborn babe and learn again?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you.
Thank you, sir.
I'll give you a call Monday, Pastor.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Shalom. I gotta open the door real quick, so I just gotta head out for 2 seconds. I'll be right back. I gotta open my door.
Well, Elder Gabbar, I'm really concluding this now anyway. Okay, hold on. Well, might as well.
Okay, yeah. You could take IB. I gotta open the door real quick.
I'm gonna conclude it in like two calls. Well, I'd like to thank you, Elder Gabbar, for coming.
Yes,
and
sir.
You can just exit. I thank you, and we're gonna do this more. All right.
Shalom. Bless you, brother.
Shalom. Yes. Last call, 731 area code.
Hey, how you doing, Elders?
Last
call for
this evening. Don't worry about it. I'll open it up for those who've missed. We're going to open up your calls early next week. I'm going to do a quick 15-minute Patreon just calls, and we're going to do that in between the week, probably Tuesday, so don't worry about it. But it's live for you. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all for taking my call, and I've been listening to you for about 3 years now, and I've talked to you previously. Today I'm calling with a question, really. right. I'm wondering what I could do. My wife just told me just last night that she was wanting to get her and my daughter vaccinated. And my fear is now she admitted to me that if I were to get sick in any type of way and if I was unconscious, that she would go ahead and tell them to vaccinate me. I would like your advice on how to avoid that situation.
Well, brother, it's like this, right? You asked me.
I love my wife, and I don't want to leave with it.
No, listen to me, brother. You're asking me for my advice when a man is ahead of the household. So I can't leave your house. And if you need advice how to lead your house, then what happens when she come up with something else that you should have the power over? You can't just call the elder and say, "Elder, I need advice on how to be the head of my house." Obviously, she got some ungodly gains in your relationship she shouldn't have received. The ungodly gains is the authority to say what happens in a home that should be ran, protected and provided for by a man. So what type of authority she has if you are the provider and the protector? Let's put the vaccine and everything else to the side. What authority she has if you're not there? Can she go on? Is she the provider of the home or you?
I provide, but she just recently started working about a month ago to try to help me out. Because we're trying to get another house.
All right. Well, the bottom line is even if you had a cardboard box, brother, and you was the one that had to defend the cardboard box and make sure even oodles and noodles are there for you and your wife and your child to eat today, and you would have to protect that box, that still makes you the leader. So the answer is, if it's your wife and you're the leader and you have a stance on something, the answer is no. And if you're telling me that if I'm going to get sick and you're going to do things against my will and I'm the head of this, now you want to know what my answer is, because I couldn't have imagined anyone, including a wife, telling me what she's going to do against, with my body against my will. So you have a lot more to actually fix than what's going on with what your wife is saying.
Okay.
Something fell off a long time ago. If she had the gumption enough in her to tell you what you're going to do as the leader of your home. So that speaks more to what's going on with you, because it didn't just start with the vaccine with her directing on what she's going to do in that house. You've given her the autonomy to be a leader over you. Okay, so if that's the dynamics of your relationship, where she's been leading the whole time, don't expect her to come here and listen to you talking about what she's going to do. I haven't been leading anything. So now it's time for you to learn and slowly but surely take that dynamic back from her and say, listen, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to tell me what you're going to do with my body. Okay, woman is from man, not the other way around. Now, I'm going to respect your wishes because you own your body, but understand if you do something outside of what I'm directing you to do, then you are attached to that body. And if it's the government, that's the man you should marry. Okay, if you're listening to the government over me, guess what? I'll tell you what. Let me join hands with you and Uncle Sam, and guess what? Because that's, you're going to listen to somebody, some man, and it obviously is not me. So let me tell Uncle Sam, bring your big hat over here, red, white, and blue, your mustache and all, the white guy, with the gauchos on, and our sister, y'all got it together. So, brother, if you need advice from me on giving authority, telling your wife what to do right by God, you have a lot of issues more deeper than just this vaccine. Because the fact that she can tell you what she's going to do with your body if she had an opportunity, it's backward thinking. On her part.
Well, there is.
I'm going to let you do some more to it. On her part is backward thinking, and it is on your part that thinking was able to fester, and it's only showing itself now. Because first of all, the whole thing is, with every relationship, with man, with Christ, with the Most High, there got to be a level of fear put there. Not evil fear, but righteous fear. And obviously, there is no fear in your relationship concerning what she can do when it comes to violating you. That's off. Now, when you say there's other dynamics, what are they?
Like, we've been split up for 10 years. I moved out to Arkansas just this year to actually be closer with her because I was trying to do right for my kids. She got my oldest out there with her. So not even been really on each other, but for the last several months.
I understand. You should have brought that dynamic
not
first.
Really get the person with it.
Listen, brother. Listen, really you should have brought that dynamic. I don't know. Can you hear me when I speak? I don't know.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
All right. That's the mistake right there. Okay, the mistake is trying to change a dynamic. Okay. Your trajectory should be the Most High first. Understand that you've been gone some 10 years. Unless she's willing to do what? Submit all the way to you. You think she's the same person that you knew 10 years ago?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, so that thing 10 years ago turned her into a self-sufficient person who had to do everything to protect herself and her child. So she had to develop a hard skin, a masculine trait out here by herself to survive. And now you're coming 10 years later, and she don't know whether or not this is going to last. So here it is. She done protected herself. And you're asking her, she's a different person, whether she's scorned or whatever the case is. So now if you're going to come back, it's her that's going to do what? Have the upper ground on which way things go because she had to fend out here by herself. So I'm glad you added that dynamic. The reality is you're not with the person that you were with 10 years ago, and you don't have the authority over that child. She do. So in what she say goes concerning that child. So you have to deal with the dynamic of if she do that, you have to make a choice not to follow what she or your child will do. You have to follow the Most High. You have to follow the Most High and say, listen, this is where I stand. I'm here to make up for lost time, but that's impossible. I'm here because I believe the Most High have brought me here to save you in a time of need where people are going to need a man through this. But I cannot agree. I can't take back the things I've done, but I cannot agree with you getting this stuff and putting it in this child because I know what it is long term. I lost you before, and I don't want to lose you now to this. And she, and her heart must be softened to a degree where she'll at least relinquish some power and trust you. But if she decided to do this with, because guess what? Her and the child was written off a while back, whatever the case is, whatever the circumstance, I don't know. I don't have time to go into it. But the reality is, if she make that decision for you and your child, the decision is made. You can't deal with the guilt and regret of what you could have done. It's time to go on. Got it?
Yes, sir.
So you're dynamic, brother. You are a brother in a dynamic with no power. And that's the reality of it. You have no power. It's up to her. But you can't put yourself in a scenario where now, even though it didn't work out for whatever reason, where her choices, even with the child, will affect you. Or you can go down with the ship. All right? I hope that helped.
All right.
Come to the Most High, be baptized. Be baptized and learn authority. Learn how to get some authority according to the Most High and get on your feet as a provider to a point where she'll be able to trust you over Uncle Sam. And hopefully she don't get the stuff and it's too late before you get to that point. But right now it seems like you're still trying to get on your feet. And women really don't listen to those who aren't providing.
Okay.
All right.
Also, I need to get under some teaching, sir. You gave me an email. I need to get under some teaching. I had talked to you about a month ago about I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas. I couldn't write down the email address you gave me about a month ago.
Okay, well, you're in Arkansas. I'll have a lawyer call you.
Okay, I do appreciate it, sir.
All right, with that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you all. Bless you, my brother. That ends our episode today, our update. I wanted to take a lot of time into that and thank you and appreciate, let you know I appreciate all you do and supporting the church. And we're going to have a shorter Patreon next week. Don't worry about it. It's going to be way shorter, but I needed to take a little time because there's a lot of information we needed to divulge today. With that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. And remember, a higher power is with you. Shabbat Shalom.